Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cosmic Circle, the official podcast for thecosmiccircus.com, where we discuss everything nerdy under the cosmos. My name is Vin, and I'm excited to be joined today by my super pal, Victor.
Hello, welcome. Welcome, my dear friends.
And today, we have an action-packed and emotional episode about the finale of Superman and Lois. Just starting from the top, Superman and Lois Season 4 was released in 2024 by showrunner Todd Helbing, starring Tyler Hoechlin and Bitsy Tulloch. The show started in 2021. Before that, both of them were actually first in Supergirl 2016. Vic, what is your history with Superman as a character? Did it start with Superman and Lois?
No, dear sir. It all started with Brandon Routh as Superman in Superman Returns.
Really?
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
It was one of my favorite superhero movies when I was a kid, right? You know, I had two movies that I was watching constantly, and it was Spider-Man 2 from Sam Raimi, and it was Superman Returns. Because there wasn't any other superhero movie that I wanted to watch, like, every single week, every single month, every single day. And it was amazing. And later I grew up a little, and I was watching more diverse movies, very different movies, but I still like those movies, and Superman Returns was my first introduction to Superman in live action, because I knew who he was, I knew what he stands for, but in Superman Returns, it was this small, kind of very nostalgic for some people reintroduction to Superman, but for me it was the entry point to the whole story. And even though it wasn't an original story or something, I didn't have any problem with understanding what's going on and all that, and what happened. What I later found out that it's a
direct legacy sequel. Yeah,
legacy sequel. And in my head, it still is. It still is the legacy sequel, and it still remains up to this day.
So before Superman Returns, you never saw any of the cartoons? None of that?
No, none of that. Not even Justice League or Justice League Unlimited.
How old were you when you first saw Returns?
I think I was 6.
Oh, okay. For me, I was born into Superman. Like, we had Superman the movie, the VHS tape. And I watched that all the time from, like, the day I was born. Like, I've showed you pictures. Like, there's pictures of me in preschool, 3 years old, in a Superman costume. And not just because it was cool, because I knew Superman and I loved Superman at that age. And I watched the movie and I watched the animated series from the 90s, like, all the time. And I could even tell you when Justice League started. I was a zygote. I was so small. But when Justice League started, I could even tell you his underwear is different. Because and the animated show, he has red underwear, and the Justice League, he has black underwear. And I was like, it's different. Or no, sorry, it's the other way. And Superman animated, he has black, and Justice League, he has red. And even at that age, I was such a sharp watcher. I could tell you his underwear is different. So my entire life, I followed the Superman, the movie, the animated series, Justice League, then Smallville, then, like, everything. Like, I've always been with Superman. When did you buy your first Superman shirt?
Oh, it was, I think it was near the PBS premiere.
Like, oh, wow. That was your first one?
Yeah, the first and the only one.
Yeah. That's the one you're wearing right now, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Right. But I'm planning on buying if it comes out, of course, the Superman Lois shirt, and I'm already hunting the Superman from James Gunn t-shirt.
Yeah. I think my whole life I've always had, like, a series of Superman shirts, because I love the character so much. Like, I think I really love that, like, like, even if you're, like, a weird, you know, he's like a weird alien from another culture. And, like, my family, like, we're like from India, Bangladesh. I was born in the United States, and I always felt kind of like an outsider. But it doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter where you're from. Because, like, he just always wants to be better. And he wants to help others be happy, help others be safe. And you see his warm smile, his big smile, and that's all that matters. Like, to really, like, help people be safe and happy. And, like, that just connected with me. Even from, like, a young age. I just love this character and what he stands for.
Yeah, the Hope is the main team of Superman, so yeah. It's something that I started to appreciate a few years ago because, to be honest, I wasn't a big fan of Superman. But after I grew up and I kind of understand what this character stands for, I liked him, especially after, it's gonna be controversial, but especially after the Snyderverse. Like
It's
Henry
okay.
Cavill, I really loved Henry Cavill as Superman. He was my favorite incarnation of the character. And for me, it's gonna be a blasphemy, but for me, Christopher Reeves was just okay.
I think it's hard maybe for people who didn't grow up with him. I think that's what I've seen. For me, like that was the Superman for me, like all my life until even Brandon Routh, I thought he was okay, but for me, Christopher Reeve was like iconic. I think I told you last year when we did our first Superman podcast, for me, Tyler Hoechlin is the only Superman I like almost as much as Christopher Reeve. Like for me, he's number two. I love Superman and Lois and his version of the character. And I love how he's like, he can be action-packed and he can be warm. He can be a dad and he can beat up Lex Luthor and he can do it all. And he has the smile and he has stubble. And at first I was like, I don't like the stubble. But who cares? It fits him and it just works for this character. And he's a modern Superman and he's a good husband. And I love Superman and Lois and I love Tyler Hoechlin. I want to mention Smallville for a second. Because I remember when I was a kid growing up, I always saw the commercials for Smallville. And in my head, like I grew up with Superman. I'm like, Smallville is the town that Superman is from. But I thought there's no way that there is a whole TV show based on Smallville. I was like, this just has to be a coincidence. I'm a silly kid. And for years, nobody told me. My mom knows I love Superman. My uncle knows I love Superman. And they both knew about Smallville and they just never thought, hey, let's tell this kid about it. So I grew up my entire life watching Smallville ads and thinking, this looks like Superman. I never watched it until like halfway, like season six or something. And then I was like, wait, this is Superman. So then I started watching and then I went backwards. I remember I was watching the reruns and I was going forwards, watching the new episodes. God, I love Smallville too. I love Smallville, but Superman and Lois, I love more. Like, I just love this character, and I love Tom Welling, Tyler Hoechlin. Like, they're perfect.
They're amazing. I mean, my history with Smallville is I knew that something like this existed. We had this paper, you know, with that you can see every single thing that's gonna be aired.
Like a TV guide.
TV guide, exactly. And I noticed sometimes that there's a called in Poland it was called Mysteries of Smallville.
It's a nice name.
Yeah, and it suited. But I never connected the dots. And in 2020, when COVID came, we were all closed in homes. Smallville intro popped up on my YouTube, and I was like, oh, let's check it out. What's that? And I hear the song, Somebody Say. And I immediately loved it. I was listening it on loop, and my mind came in and said, "Are you watching Superman? Come on."
She knew. She
Yeah,
knew.
she knew. She was watching it with my sister, like few
Without
when it
you.
was airing. Yeah,
Oh, man.
they saw some episodes. I think they saw season one and two. I don't know if they were airing more in Poland because they aired it a few years later after it premiered on the CW. Yeah, but I watched the entire series in less than 2 months.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I've seen like little bits here and there, but I've never like properly rewatched it since it aired. Since the finale came in like 2011, then that I kind of like, I don't know. Maybe someday, because I really want to go back to those early seasons, especially. I really want to watch those again.
Yeah, they were really good, especially that when you see Jonathan and Martha together, Jonathan is alive for the first 5 seasons, and
And he's great. The casting of John and Martha is
it's
so good.
amazing. He's the best John.
I
Jonathan
think they
Kent
might be
is
my
best.
favorite John and Martha in
Yeah.
any version, honestly.
Yeah, they were amazing. But I think it's because of the TV series point of view, because you spend so much time with them together, you connect with them easily. Simply said, you connect with them. You you feel like you know them from the beginning, from since you were a kid and all that. So when Jonathan died, it broke me.
Yeah,
Like,
and it's a great episode. Yeah. And if I remember there, that's the episode where I think at first Lana dies, and then Clark goes back in time to save Lana, then Jonathan dies. And oh, and I think it might have been like the 100th episode. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it
Or
was
I
because
think it's something special like that. Oh, hell,
yeah,
it was
because it
fantastic. What an
yeah, it was
episode.
the episode where
Yeah.
he was running for the Senate, maybe, or something like that. He was becoming a politician, then Marty became the
Okay.
politician, but yeah, but it was sad. It took me out
Yeah.
of nowhere.
But coming back to it, I think it's just so incredible that this whole run on the WB CW. I mean, it's such an amazing run because it doesn't even span one network. There was two different networks, kind of, and you have Smallville, then you had because of the popularity of Green Arrow on Smallville, then you have Arrow, then the popularity of Arrow, you have Flash, then you have Supergirl. Then on Supergirl, then you spin out of that Tyler Hoechlin, who was just in 10 episodes of the Arrowverse, and they're like, hey, have a TV show. And then he gets this fantastic 4-season TV show with very little cameos from the CWverse, almost self-contained. And it's like the most pure, most perfect version of Superman. And it bookends so perfectly with Smallville, because it's all because of Smallville. And Smallville is about the birth and the rise and the young years of Superman. And now you have Superman and Lois, which is about the last days of Superman, as his sons are going on the Smallville arc. And his sons are the teenagers becoming heroes in the same town, the same school that he grew up in. It's perfect. It's beautiful. It's
Of
like the most
course,
wonderful
warning,
poetry.
spoilers.
Sorry, spoilers, I guess. Why are you listening to this if you haven't watched? But yes. Oh, man.
It's better to say
It's better to say it, sure.
Yeah, Smallville was amazing for it. I still think of it very fondly.
Yeah.
I
Well,
think
what about?
it's my favorite. It's my favorite origin of Superman, now that I think of it.
I really love Smallville, but I think I like a few some of the comics better. Like we've talked about before, like Superman for All Seasons and
Have
things
you
like that.
read
Yeah.
the season 11 comic book?
I haven't. No.
It's very
Do you
good.
recommend it? Really? Okay, I'll check it
Yeah,
out.
I think they're gonna base the animated season 11 on it. It's
Oh,
what they
if they
did.
make it, if they make it, yeah.
Yeah, it's in work since 2021 when they announced it.
It's a long time. I don't
I
know
think
if it'll happen.
it was the last DC, what was it called? DC Fandom. They had a panel.
That was a lifetime ago. That was a really
Yeah,
long time ago.
they probably forgot about it, but I'm
Oh.
still thinking. I
Yeah,
still remember.
fingers crossed. Okay, I wanted to ask, what about your history with Supergirl? The show.
Yeah, I mean, it all started with the small thing called The Flash in 2014, and then.
And I know you're a huge Flash fan, right?
He's my favorite superhero. Oh, okay, so my history with Supergirl. Supergirl show was very inconsistent after season 3 and got really bad. The first two seasons are very good, in my opinion. They are the most quality seasons of Supergirl, but right after that, it gets really, really, really bad.
After season two.
After season 2, yeah, the only episodes that are good are when Kara is not Supergirl. Or where there is almost no action, the crossover episodes, and I'm gonna be thinking very hard about it, but I'm not gonna pick an episode right out of my head, but I'm gonna say the finale because you can say whatever you want about those shows, but the pilots and the finales are like they can do them, like.
But I think it's important to say that you say the peak was season two, because season two is also when they introduce Superman, right? Tyler Hoechlin and Bitsy. What do you think
Yeah,
about
Bitsy
Superman on?
was introduced in Elseworlds.
Oh, sorry. What do you think about Tyler Hoechlin and Supergirl and the CW stuff versus Tyler Hoechlin on Superman and Lois?
Okay, that's a very interesting question because there are two completely different characters when you see them. Because
Even they look completely different too.
Yeah, in a way, because in season 2 of Supergirl, when he appeared for the first time, he had this very different suit than he has in Superman and Lois. It was more like a cheap superhero costume in a way, but it worked. And when Tyler appeared for the first time, I wasn't so happy with him
I
for a
think he
second
looks
there.
really good. He looked really good as Clark, but his
Yeah, he
Superman
did.
suit is really janky.
Yeah, especially with all these, with the cape coming out of these flaps on the suit.
Yeah,
It's
it was
not
awful, I think.
aesthetic
Yeah.
at all, but he was an okay Superman there.
Okay.
Like, I think his peak is Elseworlds and Crisis on Infinite Earths, because those are the episodes, events where he could shine. Like, you can see the exact balance between Clark Kent and Superman. You see this whole story between him and Lois, even though Lois is like for max 10 minutes in the Elseworlds, and she's a big part of the crisis, just like Tyler. And then you go and watch Superman Lois episode 1 of season 1, and you see it's a completely different character. He acts differently, he looks slightly differently, his suit is different, and his, I don't want to say acting, but the way Tyler performs as Superman and then Clark in his own TV show is so much different and so much better, even though it was good before, but it's so much better than it's almost perfect in the first episode that you feel you know this character, even though if you haven't seen Tyler's performance back in the day, Superman on Supergirl and all those crossovers, you feel that you know him and you understand him, and you completely stand behind him. You fight for this character. You want him to be better. You want him to be good. You want him to live. You want him to be happy. And that's something that you can see very often when it comes to superhero characters. Like, in most cases, you have to spend, say, more or less 2 seasons with a character to really care about it. And with Tyler's Superman, it's completely different. You love him right off the bat.
Yeah, especially with that intro, like the season one episode one, that intro is like, that has to be historic. That has to be legendary. Like that, the introduction, you watch that and like time stops. Like whatever's happening in the world, it stops and you're just absorbed. It's like watching the opening of Up or something like that. You know,
Yeah.
it's just, it's this entire lifetime of memories that you've never had, not your memories, but you're watching this story and you know the beats of the story, but you just, it hits you. It hits you so hard. And it has one of my favorite lines when the kid's like, nice suit. And he's like, my mom made it for me. Superman of
Yeah.
Superman for all seasons, right? And while he's wearing the Max Flesher like black S,
Yeah, the
oh,
first
just
Superman suit, yeah.
and he's recreating the Action Comics number one cover. It's like all the wonderful things that come together to make Superman. It's all right there, like such a love letter.
Yeah,
Oh,
I remember
yeah.
that when it first aired and people saw this scene, they were like, oh my God, they did it. And it was so good.
Yeah. I remember watching it because at that time I had already dropped off the Arrowverse. I didn't believe in it anymore at that time. And I remember watching that intro on YouTube and I was like, damn, that's pretty good. I was like, no way the show is that good. And then I stopped. And then I was like, I don't believe in the show. I won't fall for it. And then last year, you know, I started Superman and Lois just, I don't know, just on a whim or something. And my God,
Just
I
after
just love this
Guardians,
show.
just after we met.
Right, just after Guardians, and I fell in love with the show, and I think I binged the 3 seasons in like a weekend or something crazy like that. Like I did nothing except like watch that, work a little, watch that, and oh my God, it's just, I love this show. I love the show.
Yeah.
What did you think? So we just finished season four, done. We finished the whole series, done. What did you think about season four overall, as a whole season? So this is the season with Lex Luthor. This is the season with the major budget cuts, where all the cast members were like in one episode or something. This is the first season that introduced us to Jimmy. This is the season that introduced us to Milton Fine. They never call him Brainiac, I think. What'd you
Yeah,
think?
Maybe it's because of the license issues.
Oh, and also John getting his powers.
Yeah. There's this meme with Michael Fassbender's Magneto, and I'm gonna just quote it with one word: perfection. Yeah. I can't think of any other way that I can describe it besides just don't look on the CGI. CGI doesn't matter. It's about characters and it's about the story.
And the CGI, I don't think it's especially awful. And the finale, it's a little tough because like Doomsday and stuff like that. But for the most part, just you watch the show for the character drama, right? You watch it for the Smallville, for Clark and Lois being parents and their kids' drama, and that's when the show is really strong, I think. I do have a couple weird little things. Like I didn't like Jimmy very much when he shows up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think I don't know. Maybe it was the casting or the writing. I'm not sure. It would have been okay if it was like a different character, but as Jimmy Olsen, maybe it just wasn't what I expected, I guess. I
Yeah,
don't
I
know.
think it's because the you didn't see the whole friendship between Clark and Jimmy. You just saw the flashbacks and the
And even in those flashbacks, they're not really friends. You don't really feel the friendship because Clark is trying so hard not to be Superman and Clark, and you see more division about the baseball thing, right?
I
You
think
don't really feel their bond.
the more you go into the flashbacks, the more the friendship starts to break, in my
Exactly.
opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as our first introduction to Clark and Jimmy in this universe, I think it's a little bitter, right? It's a bitter relationship.
Yeah, but I mean, I couldn't expect anything more except the,
Okay.
you know, when they announced the casting, I didn't expect Jimmy to be this a series regular, but I'm happy that he appeared because for me, this Jimmy was awesome. I really liked him. And I felt the history between them. And when this story at the end, you know, there's a full circle. Like, Jimmy and Clark were friends. Their friendship broke apart because of Clark, because of him being Superman, not wanting to admit the truth to Jimmy, who already knew it. And then Clark reveals his identity, and the first person he goes to meet is Jimmy.
I did like I liked it from Clark's side. I don't know. The way Jimmy was, it rubbed me a little wrong, I think. For me, when I think Jimmy Olsen, I honestly I think Aaron Ashmore from Smallville. Like
Okay.
I loved his portrayal of Jimmy. Just like he's young, he's enthusiastic, he's really smart. He probably figured out that Clark is Superman, but he doesn't like blurt it out of respect for his friend, you know. I'm really interested to see in the Superman movie next year, how Skyler portrays Jimmy. Because for me, Jimmy Olsen is like a make or break. It's so hard to do him well. I really like him in My Adventures with Superman. I think that Jimmy's excellent. I think that's my favorite version of Jimmy, probably, other than I like Aaron Ashmore, but actually probably that one's even better. Let me think. What else I didn't like? Honestly, I was a little bit off on the epilogue, the afterlife sequence of this final episode. I thought what they were gonna do was kind of mirror the opening of the first episode that we were just
Okay.
talking about. I thought it'd be cool to do like a quick sequence of like jump forward through time, you see everyone grow up. And they drag it out a little bit. I thought it was a little bit weird when the two sons have so many kids. There's four kids each, and I'm like, what is going on here? So then they have eight
Superman
grandchildren,
jeans.
four boys and four girls, and I'm like, do they all have powers now? And I was a little disappointed because I always wanted to imagine Jordan and Sarah. I wanted to know like Ross and Rachel, will they, won't they? I didn't want an answer, and I was a little disappointed that we saw here that oh no, they don't, because I wanted them to. I
They
never.
did.
That is Sarah at the end.
I think, yeah.
I don't know, because I feel like then they would have like
And I think
revealed it a little bit
that
more.
Candace
No
married Joel
way.
and Sarah married Jordan.
No way.
Yeah, I
Well, we'll
think this
have
is
to
their
see
happy
later if
ending.
that's true. Because I feel like they didn't focus on the wives enough for you to really get that impression, at least for me. It seemed like they were just generic women. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, it's not like the Supernatural finale where you don't see the wife of Sam. Have you seen the Supernatural?
No. But
No,
I understand what you're saying. I understand. And I
but
thought they might not show the
it's the
wives at
same
all.
similar case, yeah. But I think it's easy to admit at this point that this ending between Jordan and Sarah was for something. to do
Yes,
something, but
yeah.
yeah.
And what's actually interesting, you know, the Jordan and Sarah, they really mirror Clark and Lana. That, you know, they're best friends. They really love each other, but it's just right for them to go their separate ways and probably stay friends forever. But, you know, it's your high school relationship, and then you move on to your Lois Lane later.
Yeah, in my lore, Jordan moved to Greece with Sarah after they finished
Oh.
high school. So
Uh-huh.
it's my head lore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I usually use my head lore to
Uh,
explain something
you, you could,
strange.
you could, you know, you could imagine what if there was a Superman and Lois season 5 comic, right?
Yeah, exactly. The thing I hate the most about this show is that it ended too early. But it's
But
only
it's a
because of the
powerful ending,
freaking.
right?
Yeah, it's a powerful ending, but it's only because of the freaking Superman movie coming out next year.
And also, I think, you know, the CW stuff was kind of, it was kind of getting to an end anyway. I think this, James Gunn's movie probably accelerated that, maybe by a season or two. But I think
Yeah.
the ending was coming soon. But I think it's a poetic ending how they ended. One more criticism about that, the epilogue finale, Lois in the red dress, because she looks beautiful. She looks great. But for me, if I was Clark Kent, when I think of Lois at her most beautiful, it would be Lois when she's as a reporter. It would be Lois like when she's like in work mode. Not that she has to be like work all the time, but like that, like Lois is like a regular person. Do you
Yeah, I
understand what I mean?
remember. Yeah, but it's the dress that Clark bought for her in
Oh,
the season three.
shoot. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
That's a good callback.
right after
Okay.
her treatment.
Ah, now I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
That was a good callback. Wow.
Yeah, it was an amazing callback.
Because I was like, look, if she's either he's in plain clothes, she's in plain clothes, and they're beautiful as they are, which personally I like that. Or if she's in a fancy red dress, then I want to see him in a fancy suit. You know, I think it's weird when he's just in normal clothes and she's like in this red dress, like, I'm your prize. You know, that's not how I think of Lois Lane.
Yeah, especially the thing
But I
I
see what
didn't
you
like about
mean.
the epilogue is that I wanted to see Sam once again. I wanted
Yeah,
to
that would have been
see,
nice.
yeah,
Yeah.
I wanted to see Jonathan and Martha, or maybe
Yeah.
Jor-El and
Laura.
Laura?
Yeah.
Laura, yeah. It would have been amazing because you see every important person in Clark's life, and there's no parents, there's no step parents, there's no stepfather. The
Yeah.
father-in-law.
Yeah. I did think that the mom and pa Kent erasure was a little weird, especially when Lois is dying and he's like, everything good in my life came from you. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Mom, pa, Kent. That's the foundation of who Superman is. I'm like, but I understand for the moment she's dying. It's emotional. But like, it's a little much.
Yeah.
But really, I really like it. I think you get carried away in the action. It's hard to remember. But I really like how this season was all about Clark versus Lex. Because this show, all this time, for 3 seasons, basically danced around Lex Luthor. Like, he wasn't really part of it. It's a Superman show without Lex Luthor. What? And then they give you Lex Luthor, and they do everything. I remember in season 3, we were like, who is this Lex Luthor? This is a really weird version of Lex Luthor. Even when you and I, when we were talking with Brian about the beginning of season 4, we were like, ah, it's a different Lex Luthor. But then they do the transformation. And they make him like business Lex and he's clean shaven. And they make him war suit Lex. And
Yeah,
they
the
give him
comic
like all the
pose.
art. Yeah. Yeah. The comic pose. Yeah. They give him like the whole arc of everything to do with Lex Luthor. Yeah. So I was really happy with that.
Yeah, this Lex is, to me, is the most terrifying of all Lexes. Like,
Michael
even.
Rosenbaum will always be my GOAT. But
Yeah, he
I
will
think
be a
this one's been
goat,
pretty good.
but even Kevin Spacey didn't terrify me as much as Michael Kulitz.
He's definitely scary. Yeah,
Yeah, he's
it's a
scary,
more
he's
physical.
intimidating.
Yeah, because he's like
Yeah.
he's unhinged. He's crazy.
Yeah, like, he doesn't have anything holding him. Like,
Holding him back. Yeah,
holding
yeah,
him
yeah.
back, yeah. Yeah. So when he speaks, you know he threatens you. Like, he
Yeah.
doesn't even have to put it in sweet words or anything. Like, he'll basically tell you, I will kill you, and he'll do it. And that's what I love about him, because this Lex, for me, is not the most comic accurate, but he's the Lex that I wanted to see for a very long time.
Yeah.
Like, the most ruthless, the most intimidating, the one that like put his own daughter below his vengeance.
Yeah.
Like even the likes from the com from the, some of the comic books wouldn't do it. Like, wow, it's something
Yeah.
that
I
I
honestly
didn't
thought the
expect to
daughter
see.
might have a, I thought the daughter might have a bigger role. But going back to what you're saying, I do like actually how this is a pretty different Lex, and it checks all the boxes of Lex Luthor. It does. But like even if you compare him to Michael Rosenbaum, somehow they looked at all the things that Rosenbaum never did, like the war suit or like this or like this or like this, like all these different things that are still Lex Luthor things, and they give us something different, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, it feels like it's the Superman and Lois is the show that made things that Smallville couldn't do.
Yeah. For me, when I was, especially last year when I was watching the show, to me it always felt like a kind of like alternate ending to Smallville. Like this is like the possible future that Smallville was the beginning, and then imagine it went to like Superman the movie and then Superman and Lois. For me, that's like a trilogy of like the peak Superman. You know
Definitely,
what I mean?
yeah.
Like
It's
the
a
beginning, the peak, and then the end. And
Yeah, when you think
I
about
love
it,
it.
you
Yeah.
can easily say that Superman and Lois had the like this the Clark from Superman and Lois had a similar origin story to the Clark from Smallville and had the similar adventures. Yeah,
Not one to
but
one, but pretty similar.
yeah, not 1-to-1, but yeah, but similar. And I think that when you mix those parts of those stories together, they make a perfect beginning, middle, and ending.
Yeah,
Like
because
you
they
have,
all capture the heart. They capture the soul of who Superman
yeah,
is.
you get the
Even
perfect three act story.
if some of like the details are different, like Zod is different or whatever, who cares? That the soul of it, the core of it is Superman, 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 right? It doesn't matter when Jonathan dies and what specific year. The
It's more
core is always,
like Clark, Superman, Clark to me. Because in Superman and
Yeah,
Lois, you see
yeah, yeah.
more of Clark than Superman.
That's yeah, that and that's why it's also such a good mirror to Smallville.
Yeah,
But now he's Clark dad, not Clark kid. Yeah.
and when you put the two shows together, the Lois and Clark and Superman and Lois, in Lois and Clark, there's more of Superman than Clark, and in
Yeah.
Superman and Lois, there's more of Clark than Lois
Yeah.
than Superman, and it's a perfect mirror.
Yeah.
Those two
Now
shows.
I never watched Lois and Clark. For you, what
I
do you like
haven't
about?
too, but
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
no, I haven't.
Maybe
But
that's our next podcast, Vic. Maybe that's our next project.
do I want to watch Lois and Clark? I don't know.
I'll do it if you do
Sure, works for me.
it.
But next year.
No, not now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Overall, do you think this is the finale that? Not even Superman and Lois. Do you think this is the finale that Arrowverse, Smallville, this whole era on the WBCW verse? Do you think this is a good finale for that? Because I was wondering, like, would Grant Gustin come? Would Stephen Amell come? Would who what is gonna come? No, they just kept it focused on this, and it's an ending. Do you think it's as a huge fan, you've seen everything. Is this a good ending for you?
It's definitely the ending that I'm satisfied with.
Okay.
Also, we didn't mention Crypto. Crypto is the most important part of Clark's life after Lois dies.
Yeah,
Who would
that's
think
sweet.
about it?
That's sweet.
Like,
Yeah.
when you think of Crypto and Clark, he's beside Clark when Lois is alive. Like, they're together and they're happy.
Yeah.
But he took him. It was, I thought of it as a John Wick syndrome. His
But
wife
it's like the
dies,
opposite. Yeah.
yeah, but he doesn't start to kill people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it was beautiful. It's like a therapeutic experience for him.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and it was, we don't know if
And
those crypto had powers. Like, probably not.
you never know with these shows, right?
Yeah.
But it makes you wonder also. No, I don't remember what I was gonna say. I don't remember what I was gonna say.
Yeah, so let's
It
get
makes me
to
wonder. Yeah.
let's cut to my thoughts on the ending. It's definitely the ending that I was satisfied with because the past few years of the Arrowverse and the CW verse overall were not good. mainly because of the COVID, which was a big hit on the quality of the screenwriting, on the quality of the CGI for the most of the parts. And I remember exactly when the season 7 of The Flash came out, and I was like, what the hell? Like, the quality is so bad, and Supergirl was so bad, Legends of Tomorrow were so bad, Batwoman was awful, and Naomi was very, very awful. And I'm like,
I completely forgot about Naomi until like right now when we sat down.
yeah, the only thing good that came in after was Titans and Doom Patrol. And those were the only two shows that kept the quality for me. And when Superman and Lois came out, I was like, okay, I know I'm gonna love it. I know I'm gonna love it, but I know many of the people will hate it right before I saw the first episode. And after I watched it, I was like, fuck. So sorry for that bomb. But if someone doesn't like it, it's like they either hate the CW or they don't even know what the show is about.
For me, like I told you, I stayed away for so long because it was CW and it just had that CW stamp, and I was like, no, not anymore. I watched Arrow season what, season three, Arrow season four. I don't want to go back to this. Yeah, like you remember the League of Shadows season on
Yeah,
Arrow?
season three,
And I'm
yeah.
like, what is this? What is going on?
Yeah, season one was Malcolm Merlyn, season two was Deathstroke, season three was Ra's al Ghul.
And I loved Arrow until it was like, what is ha what happened to my show? And I saw the same thing start to happen to The Flash,
Watch
and that's
season
when I was like,
eight. Watch season eight.
okay. But I was like, I checked out. I'm like, I'm done with the CW stuff. And I'm like, okay, good luck with your Superman thing. And then I saw that YouTube video of the opening. I'm like, oh, that's amazing. But it's CW. I won't.
One scene
Overall,
doesn't make a wonder.
yeah. Overall, are you what for you? What were the some of the highlights from Smallville to see to the Arrowverse to Superman and Lois? What were for you? What are some of your like peaks?
Okay, so Smallville, definitely the whole origin story of Clark Kent go transforming into the Superman. Like, it's the main thing of this show, and every single season brings you the quality and the good writing. Like, I
I
don't
don't
know
know
if
if
there
I agree with
was
that,
like
but
I don't know if there was a season that I didn't like of
okay,
Smallville. Like, each of them
it,
had
for
something
me
that I
it like
like.
it had ups and downs,
Yeah, it had
but
ups
there was
and downs,
always a
but not enough of them that I would say, okay, this season is bad. I don't like it. Like the ups and downs were more of a single
episode to episode,
episodes. Yeah, single episodes rather than the whole season or the bigger part of the season.
And there's always some kind of charm, some kind of magic to it, like the jokes and the warmth you feel when you see the opening music, and then all the little Superman clues, all the little Easter eggs, and it just keeps you watching. I
Yeah,
like
and
for
Tom
me and my
Welling.
mom, and for me and my mom, like every Thursday we would watch Superman, Smallville, 7 p.m. Thursday. Like even if I had soccer practice, we would record it and we would watch it right after. It was our show, and we just loved it. It was, so it's very, very special to us.
Yeah, obviously Arrowverse was more special to me, and I remember that when all of those shows were just airing the same week, I was just sitting on Saturday and I was watching Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow, I think it was Black Lightning, and then Batwoman. Like
My God.
six episodes in a day, and it was like my ritual for the wow for almost 2014, for almost 10 years now.
Wow.
Like, when Flash ended, my ritual ended. And,
Would you pass these shows down to the next generation? So
oh,
if you
definitely.
meet young people who are interested, would you tell them, "Hey man, watch all of this?" Or
Yeah,
would you like
definitely.
pick and choose?
I mean,
Seriously? You're gonna tell them to
whatever.
go
I
watch all
mean,
these like 15 shows every episode?
no, but like, I would say go start with Arrow. Watch
No,
first.
not
Well,
Smallville? Not Smallville?
no, because you have to watch Smallville
Okay.
Arrow and Flash after Flash season 3.
Okay.
Because Flash season 3 is the best moment for you to stop watching Arrowverse and watch
Okay.
Smallville. Because Flash season 3 ends with a cliffhanger. How many seasons
Is
of
that
Flash have you
Flashpoint?
seen?
Is that when Flashpoint happens?
No. It's when Barry goes into the Speed Force.
Okay. I didn't watch that. I didn't finish. I don't think I finished that season.
And it's a perfect moment to take a break. And you
Okay.
can go watch Smallville and then
Go watch
watch.
the 10 seasons of Smallville and then come back.
Yeah, I mean, basically, like, I don't know, I don't even know how else to explain it because it was totally different experience for me. Like, I was watching few episodes a day of the many different shows. Like, I was watching Arrowverse on a daily basis. So, yes, I'm different. I'm awkward. Yes,
No,
but
you are a machine. You're a hard worker.
yeah, I
You're determined.
recently.
You're relentless.
Yeah, last week I started my fourth rewatch of the Flash series
Crazy.
this year.
That's awesome. This year, fourth time this year? In just 1 year. Wow.
I'm just
Wow.
going Flash season 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and I'm watching all the crossovers in between.
Incredible. Wow.
Yeah.
Even the bad season, you watch it all.
Yes, sir.
That's a fan. Wow.
I'm not gonna say I'm watching the whole episodes. I'm clicking and skipping 10 seconds
Ah!
because there's a one episode of season 5 that's so bad that I can't watch it.
But wow, so you'd
But
really, if someone was new in the next
yeah.
generation, you'd really say, "Hey man, just watch it all." Wow,
Yeah,
what a
because
commitment.
I have the perfect answer because if you want one coherent story, go with Smallville. But if you want one coherent multiverse, go watch Arrowverse first.
And
Because they
I would
did.
say after you watch Smallville, I would say if you haven't watched Superman the movie, good luck. It might be difficult if it's your first time, but I recommend it. And then Superman and Lois, because I to me I feel like Smallville, Superman,
Yeah.
Lois, you have to have both. Like now I think they go together, like beginning and end, Alpha
I have
Omega.
a better answer. Go watch
Okay.
Superman, Superman 2, Director's Cut, Superman Returns.
Sure.
Yeah, but just to go back to the our main topic of the conversation, the ending of season 4 and the whole show overall, the first season was very different because the first part of it was very, very good. But by the end, it was too chaotic. And I think the worst of the seasons is season 2. Yeah, with the whole different universe, the Bizarroverse.
I
And it
agree.
was.
But I think the
Yeah.
show overall is good. Like I think it's
Yeah,
always
yeah.
good.
The show
Season.
overall, for me, is the best Superman story. Sorry, everyone. Sorry, Vin. It's the best Superman story for me. It's the best Superman, the best Clark and Lois. It's like the whole essence of Superman, everything that Superman should be, everything that Superman is in this show.
And I think that it's great because, like, for comic recommendations, I've read, usually when I recommend Superman comics, I have to recommend something that's like standalone, like for all seasons, like we talked about, or
All Star
something like
Superman.
that, or All Star. But like those aren't like long runs. If you're like, I want to watch, or I want to spend, 40 hours with Superman, what can I do? Well, here you go. Now you can watch Superman and Lois, right? If you want to read comics, 40 hours worth of Superman comics, I have no idea what 40 hours of quality you could find if you just want to like go crazy and immerse yourself in great Superman comics. I'd say maybe try the Silver Age or something, but like modern Superman is good, but I don't think it. For me, I think Superman and Lois is more satisfying. I think it
Yeah,
just it
definitely.
captures it so perfectly, and it's a new story too because it's the end of Superman, and that's not something that gets touched on a lot in like main canon stories.
And it's not something that we expected because in our podcast of this series premiere of the season premiere, we talked that Superman will live and Lois will die. Like Superman will live forever. Nope. Or Superman will die. And Lois will live. Nope. Like Supergirl will appear. Nope. Like I'm so happy that They surprised us by doing the most obvious thing they did throughout the season. Like, I can't even remember the. Oh yeah, I can remember. Because in season three, like season three for me is the best. Like its story is
The
the
cancer storyline,
most,
yeah, it's so emotional.
it's so emotional that it makes the quality of this show like sky up through the roof,
Skyrocket,
skyrocket through the roof. Yeah, so I can't even say anything bad about this show that would make my opinion about it go lower. Like it's a 10 out of 10 or 11 out of 10. Like there are two shows this year that made me so emotional that I don't know if I can put one over the another. It's Superman and Lois and it's Arcane. Like what else? What else is
I
left for
haven't
me?
I still haven't seen Arcane. It's like as soon as the Superman and Lois episode came out, and then we just finished Creature Commandos, I think Arcane and Succession, they might be like the next things on my list, I think.
Yeah, go with Arcane first.
I
But
might.
or if you don't want to cry, go with Succession because Arcane will definitely make you cry. Like I don't know what's going on with this sh with the, with those shows, but I feel like I personally need them because I need a reason to cry for so long just to I don't know
It's
those. Sh
therapeutic.
yeah, in a way because I've. Feel so much anger, so feel sad, so much of sad emotions. Like they are the reason I can let it all out, and it's something that not many of the shows did that I watched. Like of course, I cried when Flash ended. I cried when Arcane ended, but I cried because, and of course, Superman and Lois. But I cried not because they were so different than what I thought they would be or whatever. They were so such a good shows. They were so important to me. They resonated with me on many levels and they were basically so emotional that I just couldn't hold my tears. Yeah. It's something that I will never forget. Definitely. Like I just hope that one day I will be able to say thank you to someone who worked on this show and just, you know, just say what it meant to me, like on many levels, like season three especially.
But really, like this whole WBCW Arrowverse, this like it defined a generation. And we're so lucky that it happened to be our generation. Because like my question to you earlier, I think a kid growing up now, I don't think they're gonna go back to these shows. Maybe if they meet you, they might, but most kids will never go back and watch these like 1,000 hours of cheap budget superhero content, right?
Yeah, they're
They'll
just gonna
never
go and watch
discover,
movies.
yeah, they'll never discover all the highs and the lows, the joys. Like even when it's bad, you keep watching because you still love it. Right? Then that's love. They'll never, all of that will just be lost in some dusty bin somewhere, you know, which is so sad to think about. And hopefully you can hope someone comes back and discovers it, like how you discovered Smallville like 10 years later. And so you can hope that someone goes back to things like that, but you're a special guy. Not everyone is like you, right? Not everyone is like has the determination, the interest, the passion to go back into what is this 2001 Smallville young Superman? What is this? Right? But you can hope somebody does. Or for me, like I would be so overwhelmed if I'm like, okay, so there's Arrow and then Flash and Supergirl and Legends of Tomorrow and Constantine, and I would get lost. I would be so scared I would never start. So like you are a very incredible guy, Vic, because you've seen it all through thick and thin, and you're like a day one super fan. Like this is for you.
Yeah,
And
and I
I can
was
only
lucky
hope
enough
that
that when I
yeah.
started watching it, there was only Arrow and there was only Flash.
Yeah, they got you early. But now it's all over, and we can only hope that the new DCU gives us something exciting, something to look forward to. And I'll tell you, man, Creature Commandos, I thought it was great. I can't wait for you to see it on Thursday.
Yeah, I don't
I
know if I'm
really
gonna
hope.
watch it on Thursday or if I'm gonna wait till the whole series is
Okay.
finished.
Okay. And I think it plays pretty good as a binge, so either way is fine. But so here's fingers crossed for the new DCU. As we say goodbye to the DC TV universe, and now we welcome our new James Gunn overlords, and we see whatever they give us. Anyway, guys, thank you all for listening. This has been a long, emotional, and very like cathartic experience for both of us because we just love these characters, and this TV universe particularly like has meant so much to both me and Vic for so long. So, this has been the Cosmic Circle talking Superman, Lois, and the Arrowverse for the last time. I'm Vin. You can find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at Vin Writes Words.
Yeah, hi, I was Vic. You can find me on Twitter at ArudixAlki and on Blue Sky at Arudrix. Goodbye. So,
Yeah.
sorry for my voice, but I just started crying.
It's all good, man. Be
I'm
sure to
all
follow
cracked
the
up.
CosmicCircus.com and Blue Sky and Twitter at MyCosmicCircus and at Cosmic Podcast, as well as our Discord server, where you can continue the conversation by more reviews, articles, editorial opinions, like the ones you just watched. If you love these shows too, send us a message. We really want to hear from you. Thanks everyone for listening. See you next time.
Bye.